Today, online retailer Amazon debuts the first original comedy series made exclusively for its site. Alpha House is a Washington, D.C. satire created by Doonesbury's Gary Trudeau with help from Newsweek writer Jonathan Alter. But NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans says Amazon's answer to Netflix's groundbreaking House of Cards has a long way to go before it makes a similar impact.
There's about a dozen reasons why I really wanted to love Alpha House, Amazon's new comedy series about four senators sharing a home on Capitol Hill. The biggest reason? Often underrated star John Goodman, playing a politician up for re-election who knows exactly what voters value in a legislator.
I'm being primaried by a guy who's had too many strokes since he announced. Who's going to vote for a walking time bomb? Besides, everybody in this state knows my record. Two undefeated seasons, 11 conference titles, 2 national championships.
Nothing snags votes like a little sports-connected fame. And Goodman's Gil John Biggs is coasted from a star basketball coaching career into a plum Senate seat from North Carolina. Biggs works hard to avoid hard work, coasting past token opponents in every election. Until now.
Taylor had another stroke last night. He withdrew from the race.
What?
Now, that's an outstanding development.
Honey Bear, guess who just announced he's running now?
Who?
Jigger Mancusi.
Huh?
It's every politician's worst nightmare. An opponent with a better coaching record. And Gil John faces this horror while living in a house with 3 other Republican senators, a philandering Latino legislator from Florida, an ethically challenged African-American from Pennsylvania, and a possibly closeted gay man from Nevada. The whole setup's inspired by an actual house filled with politicians in Washington, and it gives creator Gary Trudeau lots of latitude to poke at the hypocrisy of politicians, as seen here when African-American Senator Robert Betancourt tries to explain his ethics charges to roommate Andy Guzman.
It's a political lynching.
Wow. Really? You're leading with a race card? You sure that's a good fit?
Excuse me?
You're Mr. Accountability. A lynching sounds so early Al Sharpton. I mean, I'm sure people in Pennsylvania find a black senator interesting, but you've got to keep it interesting like Epcot Center. Not interesting like Django. But hey, that's just me. I've only used my Cuban-American minority status on special occasions. You know, like small business loans. But whatever works for you, amigo.
Still, character details that come uncomfortably close to stereotypes aren't even the biggest problem here. Unfortunately, the political satire in Alpha House has already been covered by better shows like Netflix's House of Cards and HBO's Veep. Alpha House is an important first step for Amazon, which will launch its second original series next Friday. The online retailer faces instant comparisons to Netflix, a pioneer in the original online series business that dumps every episode of a new season online all at once. Amazon will release just 3 episodes of Alpha House to its Amazon Prime subscribers today, then unveil 1 new episode a week until the remaining 8 have gone online. But even the show's stars don't really understand how the process works, like when Goodman stopped by The Daily Show to promote Alpha House.
How does this Amazon thing, I didn't know Amazon did television shows, is that a button you click on the site? Is that how it happens? Can you use...
I don't know.
That's okay, John. We're not quite sure what Amazon's up to either. While I don't love Alpha House, I still like it, mostly because of the easy chemistry between Goodman and his co-stars. Together, they've made a fun series about a bunch of dysfunctional guys who just happen to be U.S. senators. It's not going to make Amazon the next big name in original online television, but it just might make you look away from HBO or Netflix the next time you're looking for a funny show or two. And for Amazon, that just might be enough.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic.